Hello and welcome to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, there's a new Zika zone in Miami-Dade County, and five new cases of Zika where people got the disease from local mosquitoes. This means there's likely going to be more spraying to try to control the mosquito population. Yesterday, Governor Rick Scott announced that the state has confirmed a one-square-mile zone where the disease is spreading. It's between Northwest 79th and 63rd Streets from Northwest 10th Avenue to North Miami Avenue. This is known as the Little River neighborhood. The Florida Department of Health confirmed that two women and three men have contracted Zika in that zone. This is the second such zone in Miami-Dade. The other is the 4.5-square-mile area of Miami Beach, covering most of South and Middle Beach. Joining me now is health news reporter for WLRN, Sammy Mack. All right, so Sammy, what's the latest report about this Little River neighborhood? What's going on?
We don't have a ton of details other than that there are these five cases that are connected with it. And according to the Department of Health, that determination was made yesterday afternoon. And they had been waiting to hear back on one last case, and then they went public with saying that this is a place where there is present tense active transmission of the Zika virus.
Because they found five people contracted the virus in that zone.
Right, who had either, three of them we know live in the area, and then there were two who either work or visited the area. So these aren't all people who are residential there. And if you know the neighborhood, it's very mixed use. It's a lot like Wynwood in that there are a lot of factories kind of sprinkled in with the residential areas, a lot of kind of industrial space. So a lot of space where it would be really easy to have standing water. And so what happens next is going to be a lot like what we saw with that first Wynwood area and now with the beach, where we'll probably see intensified spraying. We'll probably see a lot more kind of door-to-door education. Yeah.
When does that begin? I mean, when does the spraying begin, and when do they start going around talking to people about, one, checking for the standing water, but also just talking to people about, well, this is here now?
So I don't know exactly when we might see aerial spraying, although based on the results that they got with mosquitoes in Wynwood, I would not be surprised if we see it pretty soon, although we don't have a timeline for that yet. That said, anytime the county gets a positive Zika case, even if they're not part of one of these investigation zones, they do send out mosquito control to do kind of the backpack spraying within 150 meters or 150 yards of where that person is located, as well as doing, you know, looking for standing water, doing some education around that person. There's also a little bit of an epidemiological investigation that happens almost immediately, where they're asking for all sorts of information about where this person has been and things like that, which is how you end up being able to identify, this person may have been connected to this area where we're seeing other stuff happening.
Let's remember, too, that, when they're going out and spraying, there are a number of different ways they're doing this. One, they're trying to kill the mosquitoes, but two, also trying to kill the larva.
Right.
So, and the spraying for killing of the mosquitoes, that's the NALED.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And that's the one that you've been hearing the controversy about, that, people have not been thrilled with this stuff, which is pretty toxic in high doses. What is interesting about it is that part of the criticism that it has received is that the mosquito populations have been kind of bouncing back after spraying. That said, I did hear a researcher point out that this is not emergency mosquito control. This is emergency Zika control. So the difference is, if you do spray and you knock out a ton of mosquitoes immediately, what you've done is you've knocked out the mosquitoes that are more likely to be carrying the Zika virus. So even if you do have another explosion in population a few days later and they're right back to where they were, these are not the same mosquitoes that had been exposed to the virus. So there's a little bit of a nuance there that I think has been lost in that conversation. But that said, there are a lot of concerns about this particular chemical.
I wondered, what have you heard about, one, what's going on in Miami Beach with efforts there, and just what you're hearing from people? And I wanted to get to Wynwood, too, in a moment. But what are you hearing from folks, from city officials, but even folks in Miami Beach? Nothing new to report yet. I think actually this past week there was one more Zika case that has been reported, but not the frenzy that we heard, within the last month.
There have been, steadily cases being added to the investigations associated with that area. And what I think the kind of big thing that has come out since we have learned where the mosquito traps were, which is part of the response when you get an area like this, is that there's kind of a closer monitoring of the mosquito traps themselves to see if the mosquitoes are carrying the virus in that area. And what we've been hearing from people is that they were a little upset that they hadn't been told sooner that there were mosquito traps on their property that were positive. They wanted to know that information, and they didn't feel like the decision to not disclose that until, you know, the Department of Health got sued, they didn't feel like that was a decision that actually protected them as individuals. And I think for a lot of people that we heard from, it changed the way that they thought about their personal protection.
Do you sense anything different though about this announcement on the Little River neighborhood? Is anything changed? Is the state making the effort to be more open and, you know, maybe, you know, expedite that information more than when they did with Miami Beach or Wynwood?
There definitely was a little bit more detail in this particular press release. What is interesting about it is that the announcement was made actually by the governor's office and not by the Department of Health, which is a pattern that we've been seeing where for really big breaking news about Zika, it hasn't been going through the Department of Health, who is charged with, you know, handling these things. It's actually been going straight through the governor's office. So it's an indication that they are very much involved in the messaging around this. And I would say this time around, you know, we haven't been hearing in previous releases about gender. We know that in this case, it's a couple of women and a couple of men. We hadn't been hearing a ton of detail about their kind of exposure. You know, was it work-related? Were they residential? And we've got that in this one. So, you know, I'm hopeful that maybe they are going to be sharing more information than they have in the past.
You know what? Obviously, we heard some time ago now that Wynwood was clear. And I wondered if you'd heard anything from folks in Wynwood. You know, are they kind of back to normal, or, you know, is it still something that's being discussed?
It is still being discussed. And there is some real caution about using the phrase cleared. Partially because it would be really easy for this to show up anywhere in South Florida at this point. And so there's some concern that, you know, we don't want to hear that people are letting their guards down.
All right. Talking about, again, a new Zika zone that was announced yesterday by the Florida Department of Health, again, from Northwest 79th and 63rd Streets to Northwest 10th Avenue and North Miami Avenue, basically 1 square mile there, the Little River neighborhood. And we'll keep you informed on what's going on with that. 5 cases confirmed, locally transmitted within that zone. Sammy Mack, health news reporter for WLRN. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lewis.
All right. Well, coming up, how do we protect our schools from gun violence? A teenager arrested at Broward County High School this week for bringing a loaded gun on campus. We want to take a moment, though, before we get to that, and remind you this is the time we are asking you to pledge your support for programming you love, maybe like this one. And I want to bring in Carolyn Brader-Watts and Peter Maritz. Thanks so much, guys.